Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. As I said last week, that's what I missed most when I was here by myself for all these months, is just hearing our community say we are blessed. And we're always so blessed, especially just to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, just to be able to hear God speak to us. And so today, he says to us, do not be afraid. And if there's anything we need to hear nowadays, it's that. Do not be afraid. Because fear seems to be running our lives. And God says, I don't want you to be afraid. And he begins, though, by saying, fear no one. So he says, you don't have to be afraid of any man, of any person. We don't have to be afraid of anything once we surrender our lives to God. But, you know, because here today in the gospel, it's interesting. He says, fear no one, don't be afraid. And then, fear the one who can send you to hell. Okay, so, but we do, like when I taught at Cathedral Prep, the best thing I always said I could do for the boys was to teach them that everything has consequences, huh? Everything has consequences. So, we are in a society today that doesn't want consequences for anything, right? They want to be able to do anything they want and pay no consequences for it. Nobody should have to pay consequences. Well, that's just not life. It's just not reality. You know, try to sit there and say that to the natural law. Go to the top of the Empire State Building and jump off and hope for no consequences. You will get some consequence, a large one. You'll be dead. Huh? Well, Father, I don't believe in consequences. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. And so when it comes to the reality of God, God gives eternal consequences. So when he's saying, fear the one who has the ability to send you to hell, that there is consequences after this earth. Absolutely. And we must live our lives in a way always prepared for consequences. Now, when you go to the second reading, though, it puts these consequences into perspective. Because the second reading, isn't it pretty good here when God says to us through the Apostle Paul, through one man, sin entered the world, consequences. And through sin, death, consequences. Right? It's because of what one man and woman did in the beginning that we all die, that we all get sick, that we're in the middle of a coronavirus. It's part of the consequences of original sin. But then it doesn't end in that where we stay depressed and we feel like, what's the point? Because then it gives the remedy for this. It says, but the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one, many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? What does this mean? That Jesus Christ paid the consequences for our sin. Right? When you and I surrender our lives to Jesus and we let Jesus take control of my life, there's a consequence, an eternal consequence, everlasting life. So we don't need to be afraid once we have surrendered ourselves to Jesus, right? We don't need to be afraid. Did I just lose this? I don't know. Anyway, we don't need to be afraid once we surrender our life to Jesus. See, this is the difference. If you decide that you want to do it yourself, now you are responsible for your own consequences of life. It's just that simple. So if you sin, then you got to pay for that sin. So be afraid. Be very afraid. You could go to hell for all eternity. Nice thought. But if you come to Jesus, you surrender your life to Jesus, you ask him to take full control of your life, there's consequences. The gift of eternal life. Now you don't have to be afraid of anything. Now you can hear God say to you, you are worth more than a flock of sparrows. In fact, every hair in your head has been counted. Now for some of you, that ain't much. But for the rest of us, there's plenty. I cut it. You know, it's some, when you cut your own hair, and I've been cutting my own hair throughout all this stuff, and it's like zoom. And you don't mean to go so far down, and all of a sudden you get real close. And so there's less for him to count, but they're still there. But the reality is that once we surrender our lives to our Father, to Jesus, we don't have to walk in fear anymore. Because what's the worst thing that can happen? We'll die and go to heaven. Oh, there's no fear. So don't let fear operate your life. Surrender yourself to Jesus and replace that fear with trust, because he loves you and gave his life for you. Today, we must love him and live our lives for him. And the consequences are eternal. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.